first inning. Leading off for La Crosse, the right-handed hitting second baseman, Ryan Kucherek. Zach Wattis, the left-handed hitting first baseman, will hit in the two spot. Three switch hitters this afternoon for manager David Fry of the La Crosse Loggers, the first being the three hitter and catcher Luke Davis. Another one being the cleanup hitter in center field, Derek Mitchell. Batting fifth will be the left fielder Luke Anderson. In the sixth spot, the third baseman Elijah Ikes. Timon will hit seventh out in right field. Timon Long. JT Kelenic, the DH and brother of Atlanta Braves outfielder Jared Kelenic, will hit eighth. And lastly, Gable Mitchell will hit ninth as another switch hitter at shortstop. Thomas Burns will toe the rubber this afternoon in his second start as a Wisconsin Rapids Raptor. Miles Vandenhoevel back in the leadoff spot in center field. Trotter Boston will hit second and play second. Jorge Degatti out in right field will hit third. Grayson Schaefer will clean things up at first base. Kyler McIntosh will hit fifth at short. Jake Beauchesne, after an incredible night last night against the Mallards, will hit sixth once again and play left field. Mason Onati's in the seventh spot. The Tulane product will play third base. For a second straight ball game, Bryson Stripling will do the catching. Bryson hitting eighth this afternoon. And rounding things out is the designated hitter from Howard College, Matt Brandt. We'll be back once again in just a couple minutes. The national anthem and first pitch minutes away here at Winter Field. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto. at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the Bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
It's time to play ball here in Wisconsin Rapids. Thomas Burns out on the hill. It's Raptor Baseball on your home for the Raptors. WFHR, Andy Yockum, your voice of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Back here with you, it's game 12 of this 72-game 2024 Northwoods League season. Let's look defensively for the Raptors. Before the first pitch of this afternoon's ballgame is thrown, it's Jake Beauchesne, Miles Vandenhoevel, and Jorge Degatti left center, right. On the infield, Mason Onati will man the hot corner. Up the middle at short, it's Kyler McIntosh. And Trotter Boston at second base. The BYU product, Grayson Schaefer, will wear the pancake over at first base, doing the catching for a second straight ballgame. Is the North Georgia product, Bryson Stripling, for the Arizona State Sun Devil, Thomas Burns. It's the right-handed hitting second baseman, Ryan Kucherek, to begin this ball game for lacrosse. The Loggers wearing their green road uniforms, gray slacks. Raptors going back to the all whites and their three-colored ball cap. Red brim, white front with Roscoe on the raft, and the black backing to the home hats this year. For Burns, making his second outing as a Raptor and second start through an inning against Madison back on Wednesday at the Duck Pond. It's the first pitch he's throwing here at Witter Field, and we're underway. A fastball right down Broadway is in there for a called strike. William Jett has the plate. The crew chief down the first base line is Shem Martin. Brandon Wells, our third base umpire this afternoon. The 0-1 from Burns. That one misses up and in. Oh, William Jett's already got me on my toes up here in the press box. A called strike two. Back-to-back heaters in the driver's seat with no balls and two strikes here for the right-hander Burns. The payoff pitch to Kucherek. On the outside corner, just misses for ball one. Kucherek, the freshman from Louisiana State University, the Chandler, Arizona native. This is his second game of the season, played back on June 8th in their 3-2 win against the Green Bay Rockers. The 1-2, swing and a miss into the glove of Bryson Stripling. First batter faced here at Witter Field by way of the K for Thomas Burns. It'll bring up the left-handed hitting first baseman, Zach Wattis. Wattis hitting from the left side, a freshman from TCU, Texas Christian University in the Big 12 Conference. Another native of Chandler, Arizona. This will be his 10th game played in the Loggers this year. The 8-4 Loggers, the 5-6 Raptors here in Wisconsin Rapids on this Sunday afternoon. First pitch to Wattis. He swings away on that fastball in the outside corner. Count begins nothing and one. Wattis, a 281 hitter through his 9 games this year in lacrosse. 9 hits and 32 at-bats. Has scored 10 runs, has a double, a triple, a homer, and 4 RBIs. Swinging away at the 0-1, this one hit on the ground, foul down the first baseline. Quickly, no balls and 2 strikes. Before this 0-2 pitch, Wattis showing the home plate umpire William Jett his bat, saying, hey, I'm going to need a new piece of lumber prior to this 0-2. Casey Burfield, A fellow right-hander will take the mound in the home half of the first for the Loggers out of the University of Nevada, Reno. 6'2 right-hander making his third start of the summer. Rafters dropped three of the first four they had against the Madison Mallards this week. Four straight with the Mallards. Two on the road Wednesday, Thursday at the Duck Pond. The last two here at Witter Field Friday and Saturday. 10-4 the score last night. Burns out of the windup. Gets the signs from Stripling. The 0-2 to Wattis. Up and in, and that got him. Wattis catches that one square in the helmet. You'll see the field manager of the Loggers, David Fry, coming out to talk to his first baseman. A very scary sight here at Witter Field. Wattis is on his feet, standing probably just 20 feet away from the batter's box. And now Bryson Stripling, the Rafter catcher, going over to talk to him as well. There will be a runner out on first base for the Loggers with one out here in the top half of the first. We'll see if it is Wattis or if he'll be lifted early in this ballgame. We talk about Burns's one-inning thrown against Madison on Wednesday, allowed four hits, three runs, walked one, struck out one, faced eight Mallard hitters. And an Arizona State product, Burns, just finishing up his freshman season. And a Wisconsin product from Hortonville was the number seven player out of Wisconsin coming out of high school, according to Perfect Game and Prep Baseball, ranked later as the number two right-handed pitcher in the state and number five by Perfect Game. Look at around the country as well by PBR, Prep Baseball Report. Early on in his high school career, was the 171st player in his class. 30 1/3 innings for Burns this past spring at Arizona State. A 5.475 earned run average, a 1-1 record across the starts that the right-hander made. Still taking a look. Head trainer for the Rafters at Wattis might have drawn some blood after that hit by pitch. Burns made six starts in his first collegiate season with the Sun Devils. His last start coming on the 22nd of March at Washington State. Through 4 2/3 innings, allowed seven hits, five runs, all of which were earned, walked two, and struck out seven in that loss. His longest start was his second to last start of the spring on the 15th of March, 1 week prior. Against the rival Arizona Wildcats on the road, he threw seven innings, allowed just one run on five hits, walked five, and struck out three. Against Oregon, 5 1/3 innings for Burns, the start prior. Most strikeouts he had, or at least tied for the most strikeouts he had in the spring, but he walked nine hitters. 5 1/3, three hits, three runs allowed, all of which were earned, nine walks, eight punchouts. And that victory over the Ducks. As we look across the Northwoods League, on this fine Sunday, it's the second Sunday we've had here in our season. Rafters are 1-0 in Sunday ball games. A week ago at Moonlight Grand Field against the Lakeshore Chinooks, took down Lakeshore 7-5. Our keys to the game as well, prior to looking at our Frontier League or Northwoods League scoreboard, I should say. Key number one, let the good times roll. The offense put up 10 runs for the second time in a ball game this season last night, and it was their first victory while doing so. Three home runs, two off the bat of Jake Beauchesne, one for Trotter Boston. Round of applause here from the Winterfield crowd as Wattis is going to slowly walk down the first baseline, and he'll be aboard with one down in the inning for the switch-hitting catcher, Luke Davis. Second key to the game, we just talked about it, Sunday fun day. 1-0 on Sundays this year. The Rafters, it's their first Sunday here at Winterfield. Finish off the homestand on a high note. Could go 2-1 in these three games. And lastly, rise and shine, just the second day game in the last week. Third of the season, if you include opening day way back when, nearly 2 weeks ago, on Memorial Day at Hare Baker Field against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Get it growing early. We now get the aforementioned backstop, Luke Davis, playing in his 10th game. The sophomore from Long Beach City College, a Garden Grove, California native. 8-for-29 in his nine games. We're doing the math at home, a .276 batting average. Schaefer holding on the runner at first. Burns working first base side of the rubber out of the stretch for the first time today. First pitch to Davis hitting from the left side, misses up and out for a ball. How about Davis clubbing out two long balls at home against Green Bay back on June 5th in an 11-7 Logger victory. Drove in six runs, six of his 10 RBIs on the season in that game alone. Long pause for Burns, six on the pitch clock, the one ball delivery. Just missing, trying to get that one out on the outside corner. It's ball two. Derek Mitchell, the switch-hitting center fielder, is on deck. The three-hitting left fielder Luke Anderson to follow. 2-0 the count. Burns looks into Stripling, has his decision. The next delivery. That one's in there for a called strike. A heater working up in the zone there is Thomas Burns. Most recent game played in for Davis last night on the road at Green Bay. It was a 3-2 logger victory, went 1-for-5 with an RBI. 7 RBIs in his last two games. Having an OPS of 959 thus far in the season. Runner takes off in the 2-1. That one misses. Stripling throw down to second. One hops over the glove of McIntosh. Wattis hits the bag at second. He's looking for three, and he's going to get in there safely. 180 feet there for Wattis, trying to steal second. Gets to third on the errant throw from Bryson Stripling. He's 90 feet away from scoring the first run of this ballgame with Luke Davis still in the batter's box. Count 3-1 on the logger catcher. That two-homer game for Davis, the lone multi-hit game he has so far this year. Comes the 3-1. Swing and a miss into the glove of Bryson Stripling. Count has been moved to full. Three to the count. Wattis on third. One out. Nothing the score here in the top of the first inning. The payoff from Thomas Burns. One hit in the air, foul. That'll clear the press box here at Witter Field. We'll do the 3-2 again. 11 walks drawn for the left-handed hitting in this at-bat, Davis, to the 11 strikeouts he has seen this year. Getting on base at a 476 clip, slugging 483. Bloggers looking for their ninth win of the season. Another long pause for Burns out of the windup. The 3-2 pitch yet again. That one misses high for ball four. A 7-pitch walk drawn by Luke Davis. They're on the corners with one away here in the top of the first. It'll bring up Derek Mitchell. Mitchell playing in his 11th game this year. A freshman from LSU. A couple of LSU products here on this logger squad. The native of Plano, Texas, is a 243 hitter in 10 games and 37 at-bats. 9 total hits for the LSU Tigers so far this summer. Burns just a pitch away potentially from getting the rafters out of this, as the first delivery to Mitchell misses outside for a ball. Two hits yesterday against the Rockers, one of them being a double in that 3-2 win. Was his first hit in a handful of games since back on May 30th at home against the Thunder Bay Border Cats. The 1-0 from Burns. One fouled back to the netting up front of the home plate club. Count evens, a ball and a strike here on the cleanup batter in the lacrosse order. First of two total trips for the Raptors to lacrosse tomorrow. Finishes out this home and home in interdivision play. Only one step off first base is the catcher Luke Davis being held on by Grayson Schaefer. Not much of a lead to be had at all over there, but we'll still get a pickoff move from Thomas Burns anyways. The Raptors in the home half of the first, it's their top three per usual. Miles Vanden Heuvel, Trotter Boston, and Jorge Degatti. Following, Grayson Schaefer, Kyler McIntosh, Jake Boucher in 4-5-6, Mason Onati, Bryson Stripling, and Matt Brandt, 7-8-9. 1-1, breaking ball in the outside corner. Nets a called strike there for Burns. Count moves to 1-2 on that changeup. He's ahead here is Burns. We'll see what the 1-2 delivery entails. Looking for a clean first inning as a Raptor here at Witter Field. They're running into some trouble at Madison on Wednesday. Another pickoff move to check in on Davis prior to the 1-2 delivery. One, two, the count. Two aboard for lacrosse despite not having a hit so far in the first inning. Burns set the 1-2. That one misses up and out to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ryan Kucharek, the right-handed hitting second baseman for lacrosse, began the ballgame in the inning going down swinging against Burns. From there, a scary hit-by-pitch of Zach Wattis, the left-handed hitting first baseman, catching him in the helmet. It took probably about 3 or 4 minutes for him to get checked out before heading down to first base, and most recently, Luke Davis drawing the 7-pitch walk to put him on the corners. Prior to the 2-2, a third pickoff move to check in on Davis. Plenty of Sunday fun day action to be had here in the Northwoods League. Just a handful of games starting later on in the afternoon. Burns set. The 2-2. This one sprayed foul down the left field line. Already 5-0 at MCCU Field. The 7-5 Traverse City Pit Spitters on the road, leading the 7-4 Battle Creek Battle Jacks. The Battle Jacks will come to town just a week and a half here at Witter Field, and the Raptors will then get two at their place right before the All-Star break in July. Burns set, hands at the belt buckle, another 2-2 to Mitchell. On the inside corner, got him looking. Mitchell down looking. It's the second strikeout of the inning for Thomas Burns. Two down with runners on the corners in the first. Luke Anderson, the right-handed hitting left fielder, will climb in and hope to bring home the first run of the ballgame for lacrosse here in the first inning. The sophomore from BYU, college teammates of the Raptor first baseman Grayson Schaefer, is a Santa Clara, Utah native. 182 hitter in 10 games is Anderson, 6 for his first 33 in the season. Righty on righty battle here. Burns set the first pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Count begins 0-1. Three of the six hits for Anderson this summer are two-baggers. He's got three RBIs, drawing six walks, and has struck out five times. Has an OPS of 580, slugging 273, and has an on-base percentage of 308. The 0-1. That one misses low and out for ball one. Most recently, a three-hit game against the Green Bay Rockers in his second to most recent contest back on June 6th against Green Bay. It was an 11-6 loss for the Loggers. Two doubles, though, for Anderson into the defeat. Comes the 1-1. On the outside corner, it's there for a called strike. Painting it perfectly is Thomas Burns. He's ahead 1-2. They're on the corners with two down here in the top of the first. 0-0 our score from historic Witter Field. The first day game of the season here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-2 from Burns. That one misses low and out for ball two. Working an even count in his first plate appearance today is Luke Anderson. On deck is Elijah Ickes. Simon Long to follow. All right-handed hitters due up in the recent going here for the Raptors. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Three punch-outs for Burns here in the first. The Loggers leave him on the corners. We head to the home half of the frame on that 83-mile-an-hour breaking ball from the Arizona State right-hander. You're listening to Raptor Baseball at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Home half of the first, the Raptors come up to the plate for the first time here this afternoon. Andy Yochum, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR. It's the right-hander Casey Burfield towing the rubber for the third time this season for the visiting Lacrosse Loggers. Miles Vandenhoevel returns to the leadoff spot after getting the day off yesterday for Wisconsin Rapids. In the first 10 ball games for the Raptors this season, Vandenhoevel's been the leadoff hitter, whether he's played second base or has been out in center field. For Burfield, the right-handed redshirt junior from the University of Nevada, Reno, a Sparks, Nevada native, throws the first pitch to Miles Vandenhoevel. It's a fastball in there for a called strike. 12 and a third innings pitched, a 1-0 record for Burfield so far this season. Has allowed 12 hits, 6 runs, 4 of which have been earned, 10 strikeouts, and an under 3 ERA at 2.92. A 1 pitch to Vandenhoevel misses out to even it up at 1-1. Defensively for Lacrosse, it's Anderson in left, Eric Mitchell in center, Timon Long in right field. The 1-1. Vandenhoevel pops this one up in the air. Left center field. Coming in on it is Derek Mitchell. He'll make the grab for the first out of the inning. On the infield, Elijah Ikes is at third. Gable Mitchell at short. Ryan Kucherek at second base. Zach Wattis at first. Doing the catching is Luke Davis for the aforementioned right-hander, Casey Burfield. Burfield most recently went 5 1/3 against Waterloo back on June 3rd, allowed 6 hits, 5 runs, 3 of which were earned. No walks, 2 strikeouts, facing 24 Buck hitters. First pitch to the left-handed hitting second baseman Trotter Boston misses outside for a ball. Boston let it fly yesterday. A 3-run homer with 2 outs in the 5th inning made it 9-2 Raptors at the time in their 10-4 win over Madison. 1-1 pitch, fouled back to the screen. Count evens a ball and a strike on the Tabor College Blue Jay. Boston hit leadoff yesterday, the first Raptor not named Miles Vandenhoevel to do so this season. Trotter also had a double in the second inning, was his 5th two-bagger of the season. Drew a 6-pitch walk to begin his day in the first and was hit by a pitch in the 7th inning in his final plate appearance of the 5. The 1-1 from Burfield to Boston misses low for ball 2. Degatti on deck, Schaefer to follow. The first start for Casey Burfield went 7 strong against Mankato back on May 28th. Allowed just 1 run on 6 hits. 2-1, hit on the ground softly over to second, gloved by Kucherek. He'll throw to first in time for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down for Burfield here in the home half of the first inning. Jorge Degatti will step in for your Raptors. Hit in the 2 spot yesterday and played right field. Reached twice but did not record a hit in 5 plate appearances. 0 for 3 was Degatti. Hit to a 6-4-3 double play in the first inning did Degatti. Grounded out 3 unassisted to end the second. Blew out to left field in the 4th inning as he fouls back this first pitch from Burfield. Jorge's last 2 plate appearances, a 6-pitch walk that he drew in the bottom of inning number 5, and a 4-pitch walk that he reached on in the 7th. The 0-1 from Burfield to Degatti misses the outside corner for ball 1. For the Loggers in the second inning, it'll be 6-7-8, all right-handed hitters due up against Thomas Burns, Elijah Ickes, Timon Long, and JT Kelenic. 1-1 pitch in there for a called strike. Shooting the knees, working middle up the zone there is Burfield. He's ahead 1-2. 80 on the gun on that off-speed delivery from the right-hander. Working quick, the 1-2 misses low and out to even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. On the Miami, Florida native and product of Nova Southeastern University, Jorge Degatti. Here comes the 2-2 from Casey Burfield. Breaking ball, fouled back by Degatti. Staying alive and hanging tough is Jorge. On deck, Schaefer, McIntosh to follow against the Lacrosse right-hander. Out of the windup, Burfield set, gets the sign from Davis, the 2-2. Degatti skies this one in the air foul. That'll clear the first base grandstands here at Witter Field. Had the Solaris Rally Towel giveaway last night, going into my bag right now to pull it out. Forgot this was the good luck charm that I had up here on the radio side of things last night. Thank you so much for tuning in to this afternoon's presentation of Raptor Baseball as the 2-2 breaking ball spoiled by Degatti fouling that one away. Was able to snag a few of them and got the Rally Towel jersey here. We'll be waving it throughout the afternoon. A fun giveaway of many that we've had this year and of more to come. You haven't made your way out to Witter Field this season. 2-2 to Degatti, rips this one up the middle, off the mound, takes a funny bounce, but right to the shortstop, Gable Mitchell, who will throw to first in time. The Raptors go down in order in the home half of the first inning. 6-7-8, due up for the Loggers. When we get to the top of the second, some more Thomas Burns action from Witter Field. 0-0 to score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on the Civic Media app. Either way, we're live here on WFHR. It's locally grown radio.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Andy Ockham, your voice of the rafters, back here with you on WFHR. It's the top of the second inning from historic Witter Field on this Sunday matinee between your Raptors and the La Crosse Loggers. Nothing to score, no runs, no hits, no errors for either team. Thomas Burns, the right-hander from Hortonville, Wisconsin, and Arizona State, worked out of a jam in the top half of the first inning and will get the 6-7-8 spots in the Logger order in his second inning of work this afternoon. Raptors looking to make it two in a row, 10-4 win over Madison last night, the second time the team has scored 10-plus runs in a game this year. First time doing so in a victory. Elijah Ickes, the right-handed hitting third baseman, climbs in, and the first pitch to him from Burns misses up and in for ball one. Looking at the third baseman this afternoon, the Hawaii native from the University of Hawaii, a freshman who was a former draft pick in the 19th round of the Texas Rangers, as the 1-0 pitch misses low and out for ball two. 90 on the gun from Burns. 4-for-16 in six games so far as EKs this year. 250 if you're doing the math back at home, has driven in three runs for the Loggers. The 2-0 from Burns. A breaking ball that misses the inside corner. Three balls and no strikes. Right-hander throwing down the line for the Raptors. Just in this top half of the second, Burns working one inning in his first start as a Raptor, working into the second here in start number two as the 3-0 fastball misses inside for ball four. A four-pitch walk drawn by EK is the second walk for Burns in this start. 91 on that fastball. It'll bring up the right fielder from the College of Southern Nevada, Timon Long. Long playing in his third game with the Loggers this season, searching for his first hit. 0-for-6 is Long so far, has drawn a walk. In his six at-bats, he has struck out five times. Pretty good reason to make him the beer batter of the afternoon here at Witter Field. Sioux Falls, South Dakota native, takes a first pitch fastball for strike one out of the hand of Thomas Burns. For the Raptors, when we get to the home half of the second, 4-5-6 due up. All righties, Schaefer, McIntosh, and Jake Beauchamp. Tristan Krusenberry, the right-hander, throwing down the line for the Raptors. Could be his first appearance out of the bullpen this summer. A one pitch hit in the air, left field. That one is going to fall in front of Jake Beauchamp for a single. There is the first hit in La Crosse for Timon Long, and the Loggers are cooking here in the top of the second inning. Two on with nobody out. Bring up the eight hitter, JT Kelenic. Related to Atlanta Braves outfielder Jared Kelenic. In fact, wearing the same uniform number as Jared, number 24. The Waukesha native is 3-for-24 so far in seven games for the Lockers, Grand Canyon University freshman, Waukesha, Wisconsin native. Hitting from the right side, Kelnick in the 8 spot this afternoon for the Lockers. Burns set, first base side of the rubber, big lead off second for Ickes as the first pitch is in there for a called strike on the inside corner. Shooting the knees is Burns to make it nothing and one. We'll see if Krusenberry gets the nod. He was the opening day starter for the Raptors and made a start over the weekend as well last Sunday in Lakeshore. The 0-1. Both runners take off. That one misses low. They're going to throw down to second. Is Stripling. That one gets by the glove of Trotter Boston into center field. EKs will come in to score. It's the first run of the ball game, and it's for the Lacrosse Loggers here in the top of the second. Runner out, scoring position. Kelnick sits with a 1-1 count. We'll see what the 6'4 freshman Kelnick can do here. A couple steps off second is Timon Long. Trotter Boston beginning to shade over to the second base bag and cover him. Burns, 11 on the pitch clock, the 1-1 to Kelnick, swung on and missed into the glove of Bryson Stripling. The count now stands 1-2. On deck, it's the 9-hitting shortstop, a switch hitter, the 3rd in the lineup for Lacrosse, Gable Mitchell. Ryan Kucharik in the top of the order to follow. 1-2 the count, 1-0 the score. The payoff from Burns. That one misses up and out to even the count at 2-2. The Mallard struck first last night against these Raptors. Madison struck first in every game. They played Wisconsin Rapids this week out of the 4, but Raptors were able to slug out 3 homers and win by a commanding score of 10-4. The 2-2, just missing the outside corner on that heater from Burns. Now 3-2, a full count drawn by JT Kelnick in his first plate appearance of the ballgame. Krusenberry beginning to warm up quickly down the line. The 6'3 right-hander from Campbellsville University and the Owensboro, Kentucky native. You have a fun fact for Tristan if he enters the ballgame here soon. The 3-2. Missing low and outside for ball 4. Kelnick draws a 6-pitch walk. The first 3 batters have reached against Burns here in the top of the 2nd inning. The 9-hitter Gable Mitchell will step in. The switch hitter batting from the left side. Mitchell now playing in his 11th game, 11 of the 13 for the Loggers so far this year. A returning Logger, played 41 games in Lacrosse a summer ago. Nobody holding on the runner at first. Schaefer for the Raptors playing in front of the bag. Double play ball intact here. If Burns can roll a ground ball, bunting as Mitchell pops this first pitch up to the Raptor dugout. Count will begin 0-1. Mitchell in 26 at-bats this year is 6-for-26, a .231 hitter in 10 games. 1 double, 2 RBIs, 6 walks drawn. He's getting on base at a .394 clip, slugging .269 for an OPS of .663. College teammate with the Madison Mallards first baseman who we saw a lot of this week, Blake Guerin. Mitchell hailing from the University of Iowa. The 0-1. This one hit in the air down the third baseline, heading out near the rat trap. Touchdowning a chair and heading out near the coolers in the rat trap and into the hands of Raptor general manager Ken Day. Souvenir for the Raptor GM as it's 0-2 now on the Logger shortstop, Gable Mitchell. Out on second is Timon Long, JT Kelnick on first. Burns way ahead here, 0-2. 14 on the pitch clock, looks into Stripling to get the signal. Right-hander comes set. Nobody holding on either runner. Focus right now is on Mitchell. Here's the 0-2. Hit foul. Last year in the 41 games for Mitchell with the Lockers, he was a .273 hitter and 121 at-bats. 33 for 121 was Mitchell. Doubled 7 times. 1 triple, no long balls for the Iowa Hawkeye. Did drive in 24 runs a season ago. Had an OPS of .766. Another 0-2 coming here from Burns. Looks back at second. Here it comes. That one misses outside. Look at the most recent full game played by Mitchell. Went 1-for-2 in 4 plate appearances back on June 7th at Green Bay in a 1-0 victory through 2 walks. Came around to score a run, and the only run of that ball game. 1-2 the count. Payoff from Burns. Fouled right back to the netting behind home plate. Good fight here from Gable Mitchell. A lot of fun to be had here at Witter Field this season. Hard to believe this is our 7th home game already. Time flies when you're having fun, and been having a lot of that so far this summer. There's a lot more fun to be had. We get the whole month of June to finish out, all of July, and even into August. First 10 days of August, all with Rafter ball games, 7 of the 10 being here at Witter Field. The next 1-2 from Thomas Burns. Breaking ball, missing high and out. You're looking for a place to stay from out of town this summer. If you're coming in to watch the Rafters, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes 4-leg companions. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-2 is swung on and missed. The long battle is won by Burns, down swinging as Mitchell for the first out of the inning on that 91-mile-an-hour heater. Have a quick mound visit here from Rafter pitching coach Mike Spears as we get back to the top of the logger order for the second time today. Along with having a place to stay, if you're in the area and the Rafters have a couple at home and a couple on the road, you're looking for something else to do in the wonderful Wisconsin Rapids area. Our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check them out and visit wisrapids.com. Once again, wisrapids.com for more information. For the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, visit wisrapids.com to learn what other amazing things you can do here in the Wisconsin Rapids area, along with attending a fantastic Rafters ball game. Here's Ryan Kucharik, who went down swinging back in the first inning to begin the contest this afternoon against Burns. First pitch to Kucharik, a fastball right down Broadway that's in there for a called strike. Consistent low 90s from the Arizona State Sun Devil, 91 yet again on that heater from Thomas Burns. Still Tristan Krusenberry in the Rafter bullpen, so if Burns can work himself out of trouble again here, you can imagine 2 innings might be all for the Hortonville, Wisconsin native this afternoon. The 0-1. Swing and a miss into the glove of Stripling. Quickly had nothing at 2 here as Burns. The LSU Tiger, Kucharik in the hole here, 0-2. Long pause yet again from Burns with 3 on the pitch clock. The 0-2 pulls that fastball way out into the left-handed batter's box. A ball and 2 strikes are count now. On deck is Zach Wattis, Luke Davis, the catcher to follow. Davis looking to find himself aboard again if he can get up with potentially the bags loaded, but right now it's the leadoff hitter, Kucharik. Burns will step off the back of the rubber prior to this delivery. Traverse City has extended their lead at MCCU Field. It's now 6-0 over the Battle Jacks of Battle Creek in the home of the Battle Jacks. Look back at second from Burns, the 1-2 to Kucharik. Check swing in the dirt. Did he go around on the appeal? Yes, he did. The crew chief, Shep Martin, down the first base line, ringing up Kucharik. It's his second strikeout in as many innings and the second out here in the second. 1-0 the score at Capco Park, now known as Moonlight Grand Field, home of the Lakeshore Chinooks. Early in the top of the third, the Green Bay Rockers searching for their 3rd win of the season. They sit at 2-9 right now, playing the 6-5 Chinooks. Just getting underway at Simmons Field in Kenosha. More battles between Rockford and the Kingfish. 0-0, bottom 1 there. It's the left-handed hitting Zach Wattis now. First pitch to him from Thomas Burns. Fouled back off Bryson Stripling. Count will begin 0-1. Wattis took a pitch to the helmet in his first plate appearance just an inning ago. A scary sight here at Witter Field. Had to take a few minutes to get checked out, not only by the coaching staff, the loggers, but by the training staff here at Witter Field as well. 0-1 the count. Timon Long's on second, JT Kelenic on first. Texas Christian Horned Frog awaits the one-strike delivery from Thomas Burns. Right-hander set. Now five on the pitch clock, looks back at second. Here's the 0-1. An off-speed delivery just missing inside to even up the count at a ball and a strike. Game's going on later today in the Northwoods League. Waterloo at Eau Claire. That starts in about 20 minutes from Carson Park, home of the Express. The Bucks enter today 4-6. Eau Claire just two above 500 at 7-5. Another 1-1 delivery from Burns. That fastball misses low at the ankles for ball two. 4:05 at Warner Park. A divisional battle in the Great Lakes West between the 10-2 Wausau Woodchucks and the 7-4 Madison Mallards, the two leading teams in the division so far. Jacob Haley to get the ball for Wausau, Mason Buss for Madison. 2-1 the count. Here comes from Burns, missing inside to Wattis for ball three. 3-1 the count now, 2 on, 2 down, 1-0 in favor of the Loggers here in the top of the second. 4:05 Central at Joe Faber Field. The hosts and the 5-7 St. Cloud Rocks taking on the 6-5 Wilmer Stingers. Wilmer looking to stay above 500 and get their 7th win of the campaign. The 3-1. This is high. A 5-pitch walk drawn by Wattis. He's aboard for the second time in as many frames. Bases are full of Loggers here with 2 down in the second. Long to third, Kelenic to second. It's the 3-hitter, Luke Davis. Davis drew a 7-pitch walk in his first plate appearance just an inning ago. Looking at other battles, Homer Stryker Field, an interdivision contest. The Kalamazoo Growlers at 6-5, hosting a fellow Great Lakes West opponent, and the 4-7 Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Rafters will get 2 at home against Kalamazoo this season, 2 on the road, as well as the first pitch to Davis misses low for ball one. 5-7 Royal Oak in their inaugural season in the Northwoods League, making the trip to Indiana, taking on the 1-10 Kokomo Jackrabbits. 1-0 pitch to Davis. Big cut and miss there for the Logger catcher into the glove of Bryson Stripling. Count evens at a ball and a strike. The 5-6 Duluth Huskies head to Port Arthur Stadium again for another battle with the now 10-2 Thunder Bay Border Cats. 5:05 Eastern, 4:05 Central, first pitch there. 1-1 to Davis, misses high for ball two. Thunder Bay and Wausau both becoming the first teams to hit double-digit wins on the season last night. They look to continue their streaks here today. 2-1 the count, Burns peering in. No free bases to hand out here to the three-hitter. This one misses inside for ball three. For Burns, this will be his 58th pitch thrown in the ballgame so far coming in. 2-10, Rochester Honkers at 5:05 Central are on the road at ISG Field against the hosts of the 2024 Northwoods League All-Star Game, the Mankato Moondogs. The 3-1 to Davis. That one's on the outside corner. A fastball dotted in there by Burns. Count is full. 3-2, two outs, bases loaded. Runners will go on the delivery here from Burns. A big pitch for the Rafter right-hander. They trail it 1-0 in the second. One run already scored by LaCrosse in this frame. Here comes the 3-2. Runners take off. This one misses low and inside for ball four. 6-pitch walk drawn by Davis. Burns has walked in a run. It's 2-0 Loggers. Long scores. Kelenic to third. Wattis to second. It'll bring up the cleanup hitter in the 8th batter of the inning to step into the batter's box for the Loggers, Derek Mitchell. Mitchell went down looking against Burns, made the second out back in the first inning. First pitch to Mitchell, fouled back. Count begins 0-1. Final two matchups to talk about that have not gotten underway yet at 5:05 Central. The 2-8 Minot Hot Tots in Bismarck taking on the 8-4 Larks this afternoon. Caden Arden getting the ball for Minot. Jacob Roberts for Bismarck as the 0-1 pitch, a fastball in there for a called strike two on Mitchell. Last but certainly not least, the 1-4 Minnesota Mud Puppies at Dickinson Baseball Field to take on the 6-6 Badlands Big Sticks. 4:35 Mountain Time start in that one. The 0-2 to Mitchell. Tap softly on the ground, right side. Schaefer off the first base back to glove. He'll flip to Burns, covering first in time. It's a 3-1 put out to retire the side. The Loggers send 8 to the plate in the second and score twice. 2-0 the score. 4-5-6 do it for the Rafters in the home half of the second inning. Grayson Schaefer, Kyler McIntosh, and Jake Beauchesne on your home for Rafter baseball, whether on the Civic Media app or on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320. It's WFHR, locally grown radio.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The Loggers have a 2-0 lead as we head to the home half of the second inning from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. The Rafters bringing the 4-5-6 spots up to the plate in this inning against the right-hander Casey Burfield of the Loggers. Thomas Burns threw two innings on the mound for the Rafters in his second start. 62 pitches thrown from the right-hander, one hit allowed, two runs. One of them earned has walked five, but has struck out five as well. Rafters went down in order in the previous inning. Schaefer foul tips the first pitch from the right-hander Burfield into the glove of the catcher Davis. Count begins 0-1. After Schaefer, it's Kyler McIntosh and then Jake Beauchesne. 0-1 pitch, indoor breaking ball that misses. For ball one, the right-handed hitting Schaefer an evening ago. Not a hit recorded in five plate appearances, but did draw a four-pitch walk in his first plate appearance in the second inning. Later scored. 1-1 pitch, hit on a line. That'll get past the glove of Kucherek into right field for a base hit. It's the first hit of the Rafters this afternoon. It'll bring up the right-handed hitting shortstop from Alabama State, Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh yesterday reached twice and scored twice. He had a base hit in the fifth inning. It was his second hit as a Rafter. Also reached on a 5-4 fielder's choice in the third. Later came in to score. First pitch to McIntosh. Misses inside. He's got to back out of the way of that one from Burfield. Count begins 1-0. Both runs for the Loggers coming in the top half of the second inning. They got two runs on a hit and no errors. The Rafters, no runs on a hit and an error thus far. 1-0 pitch, hit in the air, left center field. That's going to get down and split the alleyway. Schaefer getting the sender out from Chris Wilsey at third base before the stop sign is applied. It is a double for Kyler McIntosh. His first extra base hit is a Rafter, and they're cooking here in the home half of the second. Being on second and third with nobody out for last night's player of the game, Jake Beauchesne. Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder from Saddleback College. Two long balls in the second and third innings of last night's victory. Both two-run shots in those frames. Had a couple diving plays out in center field as well. Prime opportunity for Beauchesne to tie the ball game up with a base hit here. Corners playing in for lacrosse. The first pitch to Beauchesne misses high for a ball. Beauchesne selected by Abby Look, our graphic design intern, our video board operator here at Wisconsin Rapids. Seeing if he can then go two straight games with a homer, the 1-0. Hit in the air, right field. Long driven back out near in front of the warning track, getting turned around. He makes the grab, tagging his Schaefer McIntosh as well. Grayson will score. It's a sacrifice fly for Jake Beauchesne, and the Raptors have scored their first run of the ball game. It's 2-1. Gonna bring up Mason Onati, the third baseman. Also hit seventh and played the hot corner yesterday. Let's look at the other yard card picks here in the Winterfield press box. I took Kyler McIntosh for the second time in three games. Griffin Furkus, director of marketing here at the Raptors, taking Trotter Boston. Dawson Wolf, who hit his yesterday with Boston, going with Miles Vandenhoevel, who's back in the lineup today. First pitch to Onati, misses outside for a ball. Colin Kapoor over on the TV side for the Raptors, going Grayson Schaefer. Matt Brandt, the selection, the designated hitter out of the ninth spot for the PA boys here at Winterfield. Joe. 1-0 pitch to Onati, hit on the ground over to first. That one kicks off the glove of Wattis. The throw to first on the ricochet from Kucherich, the second baseman, is in time. But either way, McIntosh is in to score on the 4-3 putout. Raptors knotted up at 2. 2 in the top of the frame for lacrosse and 2 so far in the bottom for Wisconsin Rapids. 2-2. Here with Bryson Stripling stepping into the box with 2 down and nobody on. 3-4-3 on Onati with McIntosh touching home plate. Forgot the ricochet there of Wattis. Doesn't matter. The Raptors either way have played it 2 as the first pitch to the 8 hitting Striplings there for a called strike from Burfield. Schaefer led the frame off with an opposite field single. Kyler McIntosh putting one into the gap. One batter later, breaking ball on the 1-0, hit on the ground, in the hole at short, backhanded by Mitchell. The throw across to first is in time. Stripling down 6-3. The Raptors send 5 to the plate in the home half of the second and score twice. We're tied at 2 here at historic Winterfield. We'll be back in just a couple minutes for your home of Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Tristan Krusenberry enters the fray out of the Raptor bullpen. His first relief appearance of this 2024 Northwoods League season. Andy Yakum, your voice of the Raptors back here on WFHR. We're knotted up at 2, each team putting up 2 runs in the second frame. The Loggers in the top half, your Raptors in the bottom half. Krusenberry, the Owensboro, Kentucky native out of Campbellsville University, the 6'3 sophomore, the opening day starter for the Raptors and most recently started at Lakeshore a week ago Sunday. First pitch of the inning to the right-handed hitting Luke Anderson misses outside for a ball. 5-6-7 do it for the Loggers here in this inning. Anderson EKs in time and long. 1-1 from the right-hander Krusenberry. Skied foul beyond the third base grandstands and out of play. Krusenberry threw 3 innings against Lakeshore back on Sunday. A hit allowed, a run. It was earned. Walked 4 and struck out 1, facing 14 Chinook hitters. The 1-1 pitch misses low and out for ball 2. On Krusenberry's opening day start on the road at Fond du Lac, 3 2/3 innings pitched, 2 hits allowed, 2 runs, both of which were earned, walked 4, and struck out 3 Dock Spider batters out of the 18 that he faced. The 2-1 to Luke Anderson. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. A couple of fun facts. This is Krusenberry's first appearance here at Witter Field, and in the 2 outings he's thrown so far this year, 61 pitches in each outing. See if he gets a bulk of the work out of the pen today in relief of Thomas Burns. The 2-2 misses low and out